The Crows, they started back training this week. They're what would you call it? They're four to long-term players. And, of course, they did
Everyone's
the time
back.
Trials. That's what I'm saying. They're all back this week. And the new recruits were out on show, and one of them is going to join us now. He's a running halfback. He's from the Collingwood Football Club formerly. He's now at Adelaide. His name is Paul Seedsman. Paul, how are you?
Mate, how are you guys going?
Yeah, we're going really well, thank you. How are you settling in and you enjoying your new footy club?
Yeah, mate, yeah, it's going well. I come over a couple of weeks ago, so I started training with the younger boys last week, which was good to get to know the joint and the people around it. That's a great club and great people, and looking forward to what lies ahead.
Now, Monday you had a couple of time trials. How did you handle that?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, went all right. It was good to blow some cobwebs out. I was in the rehab group for the first week. I just had a little bit of tightness through the legs, so they just were easing me back in off the holiday break. So I was happy with the run, and there's a lot of fit boys at the Crows, that's for sure.
Well, that's my next question. It's always interesting when you get players from other clubs and they get a chance after being at one club to train with another. Did you finish closer to the front at Adelaide or at Collingwood?
No, pretty similar position, but there's a lot of good runners at Adelaide that run in that group, the sort of towards the front and middle. There's probably a few more in there this time of year than there was a couple of years ago at Collingwood. But Collingwood have a lot of phenomenal runners as well. So I think at every club it'd be fairly similar. These days you've got to be able to run, otherwise not too many people get drafted.
Paul, welcome to Adelaide. Great to have you on board. We haven't spoken to you since being traded here. How did it all come about?
I was actually in the States when it happened. It was sort of towards the end of last year. Requested a trade from Collingwood and then got the deal done while I was away in the States. And the rest is history. So it wasn't too much fuss. Both teams were really good about it and got the deal done pretty quickly.
But can we go before that? Nobes, Reedy and Hamish presented to you. Just tell us a bit about that process.
Oh, yeah. The very first meeting, back in late September, those boys flew over to Melbourne and we had a chat. And they were just really positive and all three ripping blokes. And a lot of our values matched up. And the position that this club's in and the team were really appealing for myself. It was just immediately there was that connection there, and I just felt really comfortable with making that decision to head over and play. Obviously, I'm born and bred in Melbourne, so it was a tough move moving away from family and friends. But, the club's been great in assisting with all of that. I couldn't be happier with it.
And Dom Pike was a big part of that as well. You had a chat with him?
Yeah, caught up with Pikey at the airport just before I flew out to the States. So it was only brief. But you sort of get to know a bit about him straight from where it go. He's a pretty straight shooter and tells it how it is. He's been an impressive character, obviously in the first couple of weeks that I've been at the club. I think going forward, he's going to have successes and the club's done a great job in securing him to be the head coach.
Now, you played predominantly across halfback at Collingwood, and I think I read somewhere that you may be looking to move a little bit higher up the ground and play across the wing. Is that in a discussion with Pikey that, we know he wants flexibility?
Yeah. That was in the discussions in the original meeting with Reedy and Hamish and Nobes, and then again with Pikey just to cement a spot on the wing. That's obviously where I'm aiming to play my football this year, push up a bit and run through that midfield. The Crows obviously have a pretty impressive midfield, so it's going to be a tough one to break into, but I'm looking forward to the challenges. Pikey said that, mate, we'll look at both forward of the ball and as a backman because, as you know, with 90 rotations this year, the cap, it's going to be vital to have that versatility.
I watched you in that Anzac Day clash. I was lucky enough to be there. What a magnificent spectacle that game is. You won the medal. Has that been your best game, Paul? Have you been able to string a few of those efforts together?
Yeah, I was right up there with the best games I've played. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to do that week in, week out yet, which is part of the reason why I was sort of in and out of the team at Collingwood. So that's one of the things I'm working on this year over pre-season, just, you know, working on the consistency of effort, backing up training session after training session, and, just trying to feed those habits into the game so that when the season rolls around, I'll be able to put those performances in, back-to-back, and, just on the back of a solid pre-season, which I haven't had for the past couple of years. So that's the number one goal, to get through this pre-season and play for the NAB Cup.
Mm. That was going to be my next question, actually, in terms of finding that consistency. It's been a little bit about your body, and in particular your hip. Is that all behind you now?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping it is, yeah. At the moment, I'm managing it really well down at the Crows with the medical team. And as I said, that's part of the transition back in, that they've sort of monitored loads in the first couple of weeks to make sure that I don't have those issues and just strengthen up around the hip. And, I'm hopeful that it's all behind me. Hopefully there's no more surgeries. We'll get a clean run at it this year.
I guess it makes it slightly easier this year. 10 new faces around the club, so that's almost 25% of the list. So a bit of a fresh look about the place.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, exactly. There's a few boys. So, it's always different going into a club where I met a couple of boys because one of my best mates, Dylan Orville, was a rookie at the Crows for a couple of years back in, I think, 2011. So a few of those boys are still hanging around. So I had some relationships prior to getting there. But, yeah, there's a lot of new faces there that I've never met before, but everyone's really welcoming and it's a tight group there. So it's an exciting time.
Everyone thinks Collingwood has the best facilities in the world. They want for nothing. You walked into the Crows and you go, wow, this is not bad.
Yeah, mate. I didn't know much about the Crows facilities, but they told me that they had the reconstruction of the shed or some of the facilities that they have up top, and mate, they're as good as they get. Yeah, Collingwood's obviously got amazing facilities, but the Crows aren't too far behind.
Now, have you settled into Adelaide life? You're going to get your own digs? Are you rooming with somebody? Are you being shuffled somewhere? Tell us about that.
Yeah, with one of my good mates that I played with at Collingwood, Trent Stubbs, has signed 2 years with the West Adelaide Football Club. So he's playing Sandville footy. So it was just a coincidence we both moved over at the same time. And he lived with me and my family back when he was at Collingwood because he's a New South Welshman. So it was a no-brainer sort of to see up there. So we've got a place, and then my girlfriend will move over within the next sort of 6 months. So yeah, I've got all the living sorted and got my my stuff delivered on Monday, which took a week longer than expected. So I was on the blow-up mattress for a week.
Oh, come on, Siege. You're not having a little suki lala there, eh? On the little blow-up mattress.
No,
but... Hey, what have you seen of Adelaide? What have they told you to see in Adelaide? KI or the Barossa Valley or Coffin Bay or?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about the Barossa Valley. One of my mates at Collingwood, Alan Didak, spends a bit of time down there. He likes his red wine, so he's recommended that. And I bumped into a bloke in Melbourne just before I got here, and he told me about some adult park. Is it in Salisbury or something? Or Richmond maybe. I can't remember where it was.
Well, when you say, what do you mean an
adult park?
Park
with big slides and all that sort of stuff.
Might be St Kilda, perhaps. That's a fair way
out.
Oh,
yeah, it is St Kilda. It is St Kilda. Yeah, that's right. You'd say that.
Yeah.
The St Kilda Park, Seed.
The playground.
Mate, someone's taken the P155 out of there because that's halfway around the golf. And I tell you what, if it's a hot day, you'll burn your ass.
No, they've just spent $1 million on it. It's tickety
boo. I've been there for a while.
Magnificent.
Oh, well, actually, I might be lying, Seeds. I reckon get on out there, take the team.
Oh, if I'm bored one day, I might venture out there.
So are you a fisherman or a surfer or a golfer?
Can't surf to save myself. Not the greatest fisherman, but I do enjoy having a round of golf.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, plenty of great courses here. And before we let you go, it's always interesting. You have a preconceived idea about certain players at certain clubs. When you walk through the door, you get a different look at them when they're your teammates. Who surprised you the most?
Josh Jenkins surprised me in the sheer size of the man. He's a lot bigger than what I thought. He's a man mountain. I can't say there's too many curveballs there. Like, everyone's sort of just straight up and yeah, they come across very genuine. So Tex is Tex. Everyone sort of knows about him. Very laid back sort of country boy, and I gathered that from the first message that he sent me when he heard that I was thinking about coming to Adelaide. Most captains, would offer to catch up over a coffee or something like that. He offered to catch up over a beer. So I got to know what he was like pretty quickly.
Oh, that is sensational. Now, if you're stuck for a house, Harcourt Shepherd's Property Group, Torrensville, Seaton and Glenelg, there's three offices, but they operate as one. So if you get stuck there, Mark Shepherd is actually the rehab
swimming man
at the Crows. You'll get the, well, no, actually, Paul, we hope you don't meet him.
I'm hoping too, because I sink, I don't swim.
Oh, yes, well, I'm exactly the same. And when I swim, I blow up. I don't lose weight. So, hey, Seeds, all the best. Good to have you in Adelaide, mate. Have a great year. We'll keep in touch.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
What a great fella.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And you can just hear he's excited about what lies in front. He said hasn't done a pre-season pretty much for three seasons. So
this kid's got a gun,
well,
mate.
To get himself fit, that's the cornerstone of any consistency. Your body needs to be right. If he gets that right, he could have enormous upside.
He has a game.